You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Whether you're gifting, decorating, or treating yourself, Lowe's December deal drops are here to help you save more all month long. Get up to 50% off select holiday decor. Plus, get up to 45% off select tools and accessories. Shop new December deal drops every week this month and get so much more out of your holidays. Lowe's, we help you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Welcome to the healing power of your dreams on UK Health Radio. I'm Teresa Chung, dream decoder, spiritual growth expert, and your guide to the hidden wisdom of your inner world. Each week, we explore how your nighttime dreams, daydreams, and waking intuitions hold powerful messages for healing, insight, manifesting, and personal transformation. Even just by listening each week, you'll start tuning in more deeply to your own inner voice, waking up with greater clarity, purpose, a sense of connection to the invisible strings in your life, and dreams and gratitude for them on your mind. So join me weekly, live or on demand, and just like a dream, expect the unexpected. Hello, everyone. Welcome. It's your dream time on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. I'm Teresa, and if you want to find out more about me, my titles and my work, visit www.teresachong.com. And if you aren't into reading my nonfiction titles, well, you're in for a treat, as I've just written a novel, a page-turning thriller, which also doubles as a crash course in dream decoding while you are wide awake. It's called Nightborn and out now on Amazon, so do check it out and let me know if it triggers dream recall, as those who have read it or even studied the cover are reporting to me that it does. Now, each week on this show, we explore how dreams, both the ones you have at night and your inner world by day, can heal, guide, and transform your waking life. And if you have any questions or thoughts about your dreams or insights or stories to share, please email the show at thehealingpowerofyourdreams@gmail.com. I do read every message and reply as soon as I can, sometimes by email and sometimes right here on the show. And I'm going to answer some of your questions right now, as several emails have come in this week about a dream almost everyone on the planet has had at least once. That falling dream. You know, that heart racing moment when you suddenly drop through space or your foot slips off an unseen ledge. The falling dream is one of the most commonly reported dreams worldwide, and its message is surprisingly universal. It often appears when you feel life is moving way too fast, when you fear losing control, or where something or someone in your world is shifting or changing around you. But here's the empowering, healing part. Falling dreams aren't warnings, they're invitations. They ask you to notice where you're holding on too tightly in your waking life, where you need deeper trust, and where letting go could actually liberate you, set you free. So if you have recently dreamt you were falling, please don't panic. Simply interpret the symbolism with self-care and self-compassion and notice areas of your waking life where the symbolism resonates. Because when you do that, these dreams can become healing catalysts for your real personal and spiritual growth. And speaking of growth, this leads beautifully into announcing today's special guest, someone whose career has spiraled in a remarkable and inspiring way. The moment I first met her, I just knew she was on a mission and will play a part in bringing soul into the health and healing equation. I am thrilled to welcome Alexandra Wilby, Deputy Editor of Hello Magazine and Spiritual Wellness Editor of Hello London. Alexandra has interviewed some of the world's leading voices and authors in the spiritual and wellness space. She's also a Reiki healer and a sound healing practitioner. Fascinating that. And she shares her insights with a thriving Instagram community at I Am Alexandra Wilby on Instagram. Her journey from the world of outside-in celebrity storytelling to the world of inside-out soul-centered storytelling is one I can't wait to explore. So without further ado, welcome Alexandra to UK Health Radio. Hi!
Hi, Teresa. That was a very lovely intro. Thank you.
It's all true. You're on a mission. You've got vision. I can see that in your eyes, that spark. It's exciting for me to talk to you. I feel that you've got the future of where we're going in your hands, and I love that. But you have had such a fascinating career path, from covering celebrity aspirations and dreams to exploring now inside out spiritual well-being. What inspired that pivot from outside in to inside out? And was there a particular moment that sparked this shift?
Yeah, it's been very unexpected. This was not something that I planned. And it kind of leads into my favorite subject of synchronicity. It's like these things were just planted in my path and I just followed all the signs. And now here is where I end up. I suppose it all kind of began in 2019 when I started meditating. So I developed a daily Vedic meditation practice and I loved meditating, and I had all these experiences where I'd feel like my head was on the ceiling and my hands were on the floor. And I thought this happened to everybody, and it turns out it doesn't. My husband had real experience envy when he was meditating. And from then on, I think it probably helped me really tune into my own inner compass. And then really during lockdown, I started spending a lot of time in nature, as we all did, an hour a day, no more, in my local park. And I began to develop a gratitude practice as well, but really simple things because it was lockdown. So it would be, you know, the way that the sun was streaming through the leaves in the park, or the smell of the dew in the morning grass, which previously I never really would have noticed. It kind of just tuned me in a little bit more. And then from there, I was led to do my Reiki 1, loved it, did my Reiki 2, became a Reiki master. While all this was going on, I then was pregnant with my youngest child. And after I had her, I then had a spontaneous out-of-body experience. I started astral projecting. I'd never heard of it before. I didn't know what it was. And then the way that it made me view my life and how things are, I just knew there was no going back. From there, I was guided to sound, did a sound healing practitioner qualification. And then for a while, I kind of felt like I was living a double life. So I had this big day job during the day, deputy editor of Hello. But then also, I was a Reiki master and I was doing Reiki healings and sound healing. And I began thinking, how can I bridge these two? There must be a way to bring these two things together. Because I love my job, but I also what I was doing, I feel like it's a real calling for me. So we then began speaking about launching Hello London, which is a standalone glossy magazine, all the best things going on in London. It's very good, if I do say so myself. And as we were launching it, I just had this download that I had to pitch doing spiritual wellness content in this magazine. And it was agreed that I could do this. So I set about finding the very best things going on in London. I have meditation, I have moon circles, sound baths, all sorts of things. And it was so popular that in the new edition that's on sale now, the second one, we've doubled the amount of spiritual wellness content. And then alongside that, I started interviewing authors and people whose work I've admired for such a long time for interviews on our website. And that's how we met, because I was interviewing you about your brilliant Akashic Records book.
It's an astonishing interview, Alexandra. It's something very different about it. Sorry, carry on, please.
Well, it was great. And that's the thing in this area. I feel like you can form these connections because I'm speaking to like-minded people. So like with you, we just clicked immediately, didn't we? And I absolutely love it. So that is the direction that things have gone in, but by following my synchronicities. It's funny, when I did my first Reiki course, my Reiki master said, if I could give you one piece of advice, it's this: follow your synchronicities. And that's what I've done. And that's where I now am.
And for people listening, follow your synchronicities. That's powerful. Can you just dig deeper into that for people listening who may not understand quite what you're saying? Because I mean, it's our lingo.
Yeah.
But if you could just sort of explain it for listeners who
are
new to this and want to know more.
Absolutely. So synchronicities are meaningful coincidences. Now, I think that there is no such thing as a coincidence. Everything is put on our path. And if we follow the little signs and follow the little breadcrumbs of joy, they are leading us to where we need to go. Teresa, this is my favourite subject. I'm actually writing a book about this at the moment. I'm obsessed with synchronicity. It was Carl Jung who originally coined the phrase. And I feel like if anybody traces their life back, there will be so many moments, but really standout moments, perhaps when you unexpectedly met someone who changed the course of your life, or down to really simple things like you wake up thinking, oh, I must get in touch with so-and-so today, and you turn your phone on and they've texted you. Really simple things like that, dreaming about people. This really ties in with dreams, and this is what happened to me actually. I had dreams about this one person night after night after night, which led me into a real healing journey. And that is what synchronicity does. And it's really important when these little coincidences happen, although often they can be really easy to dismiss. And oh gosh, wasn't that funny that I bumped into that person? Or oh, that song's just come on the radio and it feels like it's speaking to me, it's given me a message. Or I saw this in a dream last night and it relates to your life. Don't dismiss it. Try and work out what it's saying to you. Follow it and just see where you end up, because amazing things can happen.
If you follow your dreams and listen to them, and it is incredible, isn't it, when you have a dream and then some aspect of it plays out in the coming days.
Yeah.
It's really astonishing, and it makes you realize that there's more to this life than meets the eye. And you are a dreaming being having a human experience. Oh, I love this. But let me talk about sound healing, because the messages that come in, I do read them all about this upcoming show with you being a sound healer. There is a strong connection, isn't there, between sound healing and dream work, because it's all vibration that shifting brain states and deepening relaxation and opening access to your intuitive centers, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So is there any kind of sound healing you'd recommend for incubating more vivid dreams and clearer dream recall?
Well, I would recommend going to a sound bath. If you haven't been to a sound bath, that is a really, really good place to start, because sound healing really is just the process of using various instruments, and that can include the voice. It's not just gongs and bowls, and this can bring about healing in the body. Now, each bowl corresponds with a chakra. So for dream recall and more vivid dreams, we really want to be focusing on the third eye chakra, which is the A bowl. So I haven't done one yet, but I would love to do a sound bath that focuses in on this. And one of the things that people report who come to my sound baths is that they see lots of colours, and some people see visions, and there is such a connection with us getting really attuned to this vibration and seeing things in our mind's eye, connecting with our intuition and bringing about healing on a real soul level.
Beautiful. And actually, in the before the show, we were talking, and I'm going to now pin you down on air. You promised to treat us to a sound healing experience specifically designed to awaken your intuition by day and your dream life by night in the new year, or when you can. I think that would be a wonderful gift for UK Health Radio listeners if you're up for that, Alexandra.
I would love to do that, Teresa. Count me in, absolutely.
So we'll do that.
I'll do it.
Are you ready, everyone listening? We've got that to look forward to. And do let us know once you've experienced it and Alexandra has guided you through it, if it does stimulate clearer dream recall. This will be really interesting. We can be part of an experiment, can't we? Now, talking of experiments, where are you at with the science behind spiritual growth and awakening and out-of-body experiences? What are your thoughts about that? Because you know that I'm one of the things we talked about in our interview before, you know, when we first met, was I was very deep into working with scientists, neuroscientists who are researching this. Well, where are you at with that? How much involved in that?
I think that if we come at things from a non-dual perspective, i.e. not a materialist one, then, you know, we are all connected. That's how synchronicity works. That's how everything works. We are all one. And to use an analogy of an ocean, we are waves in the ocean. We are individual waves, but we are part of a whole. We are all connected in this consciousness. And I think there's some real leading scientists at the forefront of this, Donald Hoffman, Bernardo Kastrup, whose work is brilliant. And actually, I know a lot about because my husband interviews them. He also has an interest in this sort of thing, but from a really science-based perspective. And he actually recently had a Kensho awakening. And all of that can be explained by this non-dual philosophy, essentially.
Absolutely. It is really important, I think. I mean, sometimes people, you know, think, oh, why are you going on about the science and the research? I think it's very important. I think we need science and spirit working together. And we saw that in the recent popularity of the telepathy tapes, which just soared to number one, didn't it? And unsettling Joe Rogan, even. And it was all based in scientific research that. Did you listen to the telepathy tapes? Have you had?
I devoured the whole thing. About a week, I was obsessed, and the amount of people I sent it to and said, listen to this, you have to listen to it. I thought it was very compelling, and it just makes total sense when you come at things from this point of view.
Yes.
You know, materialism, it's just an idea. It is not proven in the way that people used to think the earth was flat until it was proven it was round. I feel it's like that. You know, one day it's going to be ridiculous that people thought that consciousness emerged from matter and not the other way around. We are in consciousness.
I can tell you believe in telepathy, and that's the ability to read how people are feeling, what they're thinking, isn't it? When you interview people, do you read them? Do you feel that your natural telepathic ability is coming into it, that you're kind of tuning into them?
Yeah, I think that we all do that, though, whether we know it or not. We all know if the vibe is off, don't we? If you go into a room, you can tell if there's been an argument or if something's not quite right. You just have that feeling. And I do. We all have the ability to do that. Now, I think because I do work with energy as well, I am very tuned into it. But it's something that we all experience. You know, you meet somebody and you might be like, oh, I'm really vibing with them. Our vibe is the same. You know, we're vibrating on the same frequency. We are all just vibration. And this is something that we all have access to. So, yes. And as I said, the people that I'm interviewing in this sphere, we're all very like-minded. So I have not had a single interview where I've come off and thought, oh, God, that was really hard work. Oh, I didn't, you know, we just didn't really gel. That's super unusual now because everyone's coming at it from exactly the same position.
And while we're on the topic of telepathy and the science and feeling behind it, I just want to share a quick announcement from friends of this show, the Institute of Noetic Sciences, or IONS, where researchers are exploring psychic and intuitive experiences and dreams as a natural part of being human. So have you, as Alexandra explained, have you ever thought of someone just before they called or heard a friend say exactly what you were thinking? Moments like these, where you kind of sense what's impossible to sense with your five senses, do feel mysterious. But what if they're not random at all? What if science can actually study them? Well, that science is studying them, and IONS is inviting UK Health Radio listeners to take part in a new study on these intuitive telepathic-like connections. If you feel you have a strong bond with someone, a child, a sibling, a partner, or close friend, this might be for you. The study just takes about an hour, where you both join a one-on-one fun session with an IONS specialist. Each of you will receive $25, and if you complete it within 2 weeks, you'll be entered into a 2000 prize draw, and that's it. To take part, just visit noetic.org/mind. If you've had telepathic experiences like these, please help scientists explore them and shine a light on the power of human connection and the healing power of your dreams, both when you're sleeping and when you're wide awake. And unfortunately, because I'm loving this conversation with Alexandra, we have to take a commercial break now, but please don't go away. There's so much more on the other side.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the recurring dream that is the healing power of your dreams. And I'm thrilled to have with me today Alexandra Wilby. She's a really authoritative, clear voice in this area, and I'm so excited to talk to her. And I hope you're enjoying our conversation, which now we're going to move, Alexandra, if that's okay with you, to talk about spirituality in the mainstream now, as it's being presented. I mean, the space has exploded. There are countless now teachers, self-help advice on Instagram, YouTube, podcasts, and even, as I said, I mentioned the telepathy takes. How do you navigate this abundance, and how do you sense who is the real deal? And this is I'm asking you how you do that, but also advice you can give listeners of UK Health Radio who are interested or drawn to a teacher or a theme. How can they know what's real and what's not? Because there's so much out there now. I mean, the upside is that the advice is out there, but the downside is there's so much.
There's
who
so
do you
much.
Know who to trust and who not?
Yeah, there's so much. And also it is unregulated, isn't it? And I first started thinking about this when I saw a medium who actually was a friend of my husband's. She was a BBC TV producer, but had been called to do this mediumship training. And she was using me as a kind of test client. She was excellent. And we got talking about this. And she was saying how important it is to find a medium with integrity. And that's exactly it. You are looking for practitioners in any of these areas who has integrity. I think that word of mouth is a really good way of looking at things. If someone's been recommended to you, then you know that they're probably going to be fine. I think it's difficult online. I mean, I'm sure my algorithm is very tuned into this, but I turn on Instagram and suddenly it's, you know, it's astrology readings and tarot readings and so many things. And I think this really comes back to what we were saying before about sensing the vibe. If someone seems like they're really money grabbing and that, you know, everything is super expensive and you're not quite sure what it is, then, you know, definitely be careful. Do a lot of research around that. But on the flip side, as you say, it's amazing that all this sort of thing is becoming so mainstream. And just in the past few months, even on programs like This Morning, they've had Emma Griffin talking about witch talk. They've had, you know, Karen Kay talking about fairies on, you know, big mainstream shows. It's very exciting.
Yeah, I know. And I do the dream decoding on there. Who would have thought
what
that, you know, the last 5 years?
Yeah.
I was put on as a kind of an experiment. I agree. It's wonderful that you're no longer laughed at.
Yes.
Or that dreaded label woo-woo. It's becoming part of the national conversation, and long may that continue. What are your thoughts, though, on when ancient ideas, for example, I'm going to talk about the law of detachment now, With the Mel Robbins, let them theory has exploded, when really it is regurgitating wisdom that's already out there. What are your thoughts on that?
It is, but it's making it accessible to modern life, which I think is really, really important. We have all these teachings, but how can we use them if they're not applicable to what we're doing day to day? And I think the let them theory is amazing. If people want to judge you, let them. I really had to channel this when I was coming out of the spiritual closet, as it were. I have a very normal job. I have a very normal life. When I started talking about this sort of thing, there was a little voice inside. People are going to think you've lost the plot. Why are you talking about this? Who are you to talk about this? Let them. Let them. The people.
What's their criticism at first? This is interesting, actually, because I didn't dig into that. Of course, you know, it is a kind of like 180 degrees. You're going in a different direction. What was the initial reaction?
Do you know what? It was very positive. I haven't had any negative comments yet. Hopefully, long may that continue. But I think that just reinforces this idea of the let them theory. Often when we are worrying what people are going to think of us, it's all in our minds. We have to push through that. If people are following their passions, we want to support them, don't we? I can't think of anybody I'd see doing something and me thinking, God, what are they doing? That's really weird. You'd be like, wow, they're stepping into their authentic self. They're reclaiming their power. And I think that's what's amazing about the let them theory. And it's also very freeing. You know, we are not responsible for other people's behaviors or actions. We are responsible for our own, how we react to people. That's all we can control. And it's very liberating once you realize that you don't have to get caught up in what anyone's doing. You don't need to get caught up in drama. You control what you can control and just let the rest go.
That's the serendipity prayer, really, isn't it? It is what we're talking about here. Beautiful. What a deep question. Why do we value what other people think of us so much? And sometimes that can unsettle us rather than our own belief in ourselves.
Yeah, I think our egos are in control a lot of the time if we're not careful. And I also think we are programmed to have a herd mentality. We are programmed to fit in because, you know, in ancient times, if we didn't, we wouldn't be in the tribe anymore and we wouldn't survive. So it's a very normal thing to want to be like everybody else. But also we are all individual and it's so important to embrace our individuality and our authenticity. And I think that when you do embrace that, you get more synchronicities, you come more into alignment with your soul path. And it's really key to living a fulfilling life, I think.
It is, as well as manifesting as well, and how you think and how you feel about yourself. The manifesting trend has also really exploded in recent years. It's skyrocketed, hasn't it? And it's becoming part of terminology. Now, I believe it's in the Cambridge Dictionary, isn't it now, manifesting, a new nuance on the meaning of the word. You know, which I love. And that leads me now, because I asked you to choose a song that you wanted UK Health Radio listeners to listen to, and you have chosen one. So please, if you could explain what you think manifesting is and why you've chosen this song.
Yes. So I think manifesting, it's just aligning with what we want and calling it into our lives. We manifest every time we make our breakfast in the morning. We think about what we want and then we create it. It's just moving that to a bigger level. Now, this song puts me in such a high vibe every time I listen to it. At the end of the year, when you have your Spotify playlist and it does your Spotify Unwrapped, this will undoubtedly be my most listened to song of the year. I put it on my commute and it just lifts me. And it's changed my life, honestly. I genuinely believe that. It is so high vibe. It's all about co-creating with the universe. And I really hope your listeners enjoy it, because it is a bit of an out there choice. I don't know anybody else who knows this song. So I'm hoping that people will resonate and maybe put it on their playlists when they're trying to manifest and call in high vibes and what they want.
Well, it was impossible not to listen to that and not smile. And you can't see us, but we're doing a visual here and all of us were like bopping along. It was
See, it's good, isn't it?
including our show producer, Johan. Yes, you were. You couldn't resist it, could you? Thank you for that, Alexandra. And now we come to the part of the show which is very much like a dream, because dreams are unexpected. So we don't know where it's going to go, but I love that. And Alexandra, you're in the hot seat this week as our special guest. And we have a lovely lady called Janice King. I know she's an author and an expert in tarot, which I also know, Alexandra, that you're very specialist in. So take it away, Janice. The stage is yours. Please share who you are, what you do, and what you'd like to ask Alexandra.
Well, thank you. Lovely to meet you, Alexandra and Teresa. My name is Janice King. So I'm a long-term tarot master. I've been working with tarot for about 20 years. I teach. And yes, I do have a new book out, Tarot, The Life Code, A Fool and a Magician and the Secret of Life. And so what I'm really interested in is tarot as a means to self-empowerment. Mm-hmm. So it helps us change our relationship with life and the energetic world. So we're very used to, aren't we, using tarot for readings and consulting and using it as an oracle. But tarot, I think, goes much farther than that. And if we go back to the 17th century, there are lots of texts about how tarot is this book of encoded wisdom. And that was really interesting to read, because the life code is about encoded wisdom. That's exactly what tarot is. It's a book of encoded wisdom. And that wisdom talks about how we get creative in our own lives and how we can, what power we have to, or not, to make our life the way we want to make it. And for sure, it isn't easy. Nobody's suggesting this is a quick fix or a silver bullet, but it is fascinating, the insights that it gives as a message in and of itself. So when we use it as that message, and when we learn to read it from that perspective, it's absolutely fascinating. And it connects us all. Yeah. All of our life experiences and our stories are all connected within tarot.
I love your thoughts on that, Alexandra, because I read somewhere that more people are consulting tarot readers now than ever before. It's, again, something that's exploded. What are your thoughts on that? And I have seen you do beautiful spreads online, which get a massive reaction. So I'd love your thoughts.
Yeah, well, firstly, Janice, your book sounds fantastic. I'm going to have to get that one, definitely. I think there is a huge interest at the moment in there being something bigger than us. And that's why people are looking for guidance elsewhere. You know, lots of people are turning to religion as well. Churches are reporting an uptick in people going in. So it's no different. We're all searching for something bigger. And as you say, Janice, every human experience is there in the tarot. All the archetypes are there. Everything that you can experience is there in the cards in front of you. So we can tap into this and we can use it for empowerment. We can use it for anything. And I pull cards for myself every evening. And sometimes in bed, my husband will be like, "What are you doing? You don't need to know what's happening tomorrow." I'm like, no, that's not what I'm using it for. I'm using it as a tool to tap into my own intuition. And sometimes you will pull cards and they'll tell you something and you'll think, well, that's irrelevant. That doesn't mean anything to me. And then as you sit with it, you'll be like, oh, actually, it really does. I just don't want to see it. It shines a light on what is going on for you in that moment. And that's why I think the tarot is so special. Is that how you use it as well, Janice?
Yes. I mean, obviously, when, you know, with clients, you have to tailor the readings towards whatever it is they're showing. And people come with so many different agendas. I've done readings for businessmen who want to know if they're going to get these massive national grants. Or, of course, I've done readings of will my boyfriend come back? And everything in between, the whole technicolored, you know, tapestry of human experience. And that's all good. And what fascinates me is the layout of tarot itself, the actual system of tarot, which makes it different from an oracle or an angel deck. And that's the bit that fascinates me, the actual the ace to 10 runs and the how it's all interlinked and works together. It's the most amazing system. So yes, Alexander, I think it's really miraculous, and I'm not surprised people are wanting a deeper meaning or to find something they can put their trust in, because we're in a very interesting cultural experience where we cannot trust anything. It's like AI deep fake, and with our political climate, everything is destabilized. So of course we're looking for something we can grab onto. Absolutely.
We can trust our dreams. Alexandra, I love that you mentioned Carl Jung, my hero, in the beginning. And of course, he was deep into tarot, because the archetypes in tarot are so similar to common dream themes, aren't they? Dreaming is archetypal and.
Sorry, just to interrupt, Carl Jung said that if he had one book with him for the rest of his life, he wouldn't have a book, he'd have a tarot deck.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the book of life, isn't it? It's basically
Absolutely.
the journey in every age and life stage that we go through, right from the fool right to the end of the deck. It's every human experience. And thank you for shining the spotlight on that, Janice, on tarot cards. Must do a show on that at some point, because a lot of people are very interested in that. Alexandra, what tarot deck do you use?
I have an out of control tarot deck collection, Teresa. So I have probably more than 100 tarot decks, but my absolute favorite go-to is my Rider-Waite-Smith deck on linen cardstock, which is a bit tarot nerdy, sorry for general consumption, but Janice will know exactly what I mean. And that's the one that I use when I'm doing readings. But I've got everything from cute unicorn decks to really dark gothic decks, any deck for any mood. And you'll see on my Instagram, I try and use a different deck every week if I'm doing a Forecast Friday. But very much Rider-Waite-Smith system. I don't read Thoth or Marseille yet.
Okay, Janice, would you recommend the Rider-Waite as well, the standard for
Well,
beginners?
yes. Well, I mean, it is the industry standard deck, isn't it? It is. But of course, I have to say. Although this is a radio show, I'm going to hold this up for the visuals. So, of course, I have my own deck, which is built on the Rider-Waite system, but enlarges on it. I'm just showing Alexander the
Wow.
sparkly edges. Yes,
I love a
it's lovely.
gilded edge, Janice. Love a gilded edge.
I love a gilded edge. And so what it does is it links the major arcana into the minor arcana in a whole new way, which gives it a really, it's incredibly powerful. I would love to share that with Alexander at some point, perhaps not here, but some other time.
Love to
Thank
chat
you.
about it. Absolutely.
Janice, I'm so sorry to jump in, because I would love to dig deeper into tarot, but the
I get
material
it.
is calling again. It's time to go there with the ad breaks, but please, everyone, stay, because we've got some more wonderful surprises waiting for you on the other side of your dreams.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings, you look for deals, you wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, everyone, to your recurring dream or nightmare, depending on your perspective. No, I'm only joking, ladies. in this discussion. And it was lovely to talk tarot there with Janice. But now we have another wonderful surprise. Well, she's not so much a surprise. She's a bit of a recurring dream on this show, friend of this show. Rosalind Moody did a wonderful conversation a few weeks ago. She's the programmer for Olympia Mind, Body and Spirit. And I feel a bit like a sort of spiritual matchmaker here because you two have kind of messaged each other. But this is the first time you can see each other. I know you everyone listening, you can't see us. But, you know, they can see each other for the first time. So, Rosalind, the stage is yours.
Hi, Teresa. Thank you so much. Hi, Alexandra. Lovely to see you.
Hi, Ros, and you.
How are you both?
Good, thank you. Dreaming big. Keen to hear what you've got to say, what you've got to share.
Yeah, so I love the chat on the tarot. I definitely use my own tarot deck. And I have a cat tarot deck that I refer to a lot. But I've actually been, there's a lot of things I can say about connections and wanting to connect with so many things, with ourselves, with other people on this plane and so many other realms and planes. So even our show a few weeks ago in Birmingham, there was so much connection going on.
That's the Mind, Body, Spirit Festival.
Yes, yeah, our 10th birthday in Birmingham. It was so much fun. It was just anywhere you looked, there was connection being made either with someone with themselves, deeper parts of themselves, and other people, friends, strangers, relatives, exhibitor to exhibitor, all the presenters who are meeting each other in the green room. It was just such a vibe. And I wish the world was more like that. I wish the world was more like a festival all the time. Yeah. Because that's what we crave, isn't it? The connection between so many different things.
It was all over my feed. It's like, was it? Yeah, it really was. You did a great job. Yeah, it was
fun. Thank you.
But, you know, Rosalind, you kind of thrust into this position now of presenting spirituality in a mainstream way, aren't you? Gathering people in. That's why I wanted the two of you to connect and talk, because you're both kind of doing that in different ways. I guess, Rosalind, you're doing it more in person with the festivals and people meeting. And Alexandra, you're doing it more online in the written word, etc. But where do you both feel spirituality needs to head now? I mean, as I said, we have now, it's less taboo, isn't it, now?
Mm-hmm.
Where would you both like to see it going? Alexandra, I'll ask you first.
I would like to see spiritual wellness as being as important as physical health and mental health, because I think that spiritual health really underpins everything. And I did an interview with a really lovely woman last week, and she put it beautifully when she said that people get scared by the term spiritual and spiritual wellness. Really what it is, it's tapping into your own intuition and being on your own path and knowing that we are part of a collective. And I think that when you're aligned with yourself, you can't go far wrong, and it props up everything else in your life. So I think it needs to be seen on a par with the rest of our health. You know, if we were looking at launching a business, we'd be looking at it from every angle, 360 degree, and we should be doing that with ourselves as well.
Absolutely. I'm just going to jump in there, Ros, before you come in with your thoughts. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see certified mediums working alongside grief therapists. And I know that there is a movement now to have certified mediums who have been scientifically tested. The Winbridge Institute, Forever Family Foundation, org, has a list of that. That's what I'd like to see. I'd also like to see dream work taught in schools, so that people know themselves from a very early age, how to decode their inner world. Wouldn't that be wonderful? And meditation, of course, and sound healing. Make that part of school day. Would it not make children feel more confident? What do you think about that, Ros?
That's exactly what I was going to say, for it to be taught in schools. Yeah, there are ways that it can be absolutely fun. I'm just thinking about the chakras, the colors. Kids would love the colors. I mean, even in terms of like conscious cooking, there are so many activities that kids could do.
What was the demographic at the festivals? I mean, it was packed because I had the honor of being at the festivals. You know, you kindly invited me to talk on the main stage, and it is packed and heaving. But because I'm in the moment, I don't sort of observe. What is the demographic of people coming?
Age-wise, we're between about 35 to 65. Okay. So we're the solid kind of parent to grandparent.
Yes.
And so they do have an interest, obviously, with their kids and their development. But the people that come to our show, they're really interested in their own development. It's for them. It's their treat, their day out, for them to make friends and, you know, kind of leave reality at the door. The session that I led in my own right was just helping people set intentions so that when they go back out into reality, they can steady themselves a bit more. So it's a kind of, it's a bit of a bubble, but the demographic, I mean, there were definitely some men. I think spirituality is growing with guys, and I really look forward to seeing that increase. When I program future shows, I'll be, you know, looking out for more conscious male development professionals. It's not just about neuroscience and mindfulness, which I've heard guys more interested in. Guys can do all of things. Guys will talk about maybe the quote unquote more woo-woo topics, and that's not a shame topic at all. That's, they can talk about anything as much as women can. It's not gendered anymore.
Perfect. And now I'm going to lead on to a topic, the paranormal, Alexandra, where you are with that. And we were Christmas, you know, this is, we're coming to the Christmas season, Christmas ghost stories, you know, we just had Halloween, the paranormal. And the reason I'm moving the conversation along those lines is we are joined by Dr. Kate Sherrell, who is a paranormal historian. Kate, are you there?
I am. Hello. Thank you for having me.
It's wonderful to you're joining us. Thank you. Loved your novel, Begotten, by the way. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. It's very kind.
You do. I mean, you've not met Alexandra or Rosalind before. So please do introduce yourself to them. And most importantly, to UK Health Radio listeners, who you are, what you do. And if you have a question for our special guest, Alexandra.
Yes. Yeah, of course. Well, my name's Dr. Kate Sherrell. I'm a writer and a paranormal historian, and I write both commercially and academically on supernatural history. But my real love, my true obsession is mainly 19th century spiritualism and mediumship, especially women in mediumship. I absolutely, honestly, I can talk till the cows come home about that. But generally as well, I work as a paranormal expert and a paranormal investigator slash ghost hunter, shall we say, on all manner of TV networks. So I'm very much entrenched in the world of ghosts
and burials.
And great. Oh, and burials.
You can see very gothic photos of you close to the graveyard somewhere.
Yes. I'm afraid I'm most at home among the dead, which is I'm very fortunate in that I can say to my mum after all these years, it's not a phase. You know, I've monetized it now. So yeah, burials are.
I would say the living are more scary than the dead, aren't they? So
absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. But do you have a question, Alex?
Yes, yeah. It's been a really fascinating chat. I've loved listening in. I think with all the chat you've been having about sort of the paranormal in media and the way our interests are going as a society when it comes to the spiritual, I'd be really interested to know what direction you think the popular mindset or the popular obsessional mindset is going to follow, because we certainly seem to have had a great sudden burst of ghost TV shows, and then witchcraft in many different forms has had its time in the sun again, and we've got this repackaged ancient wisdom. So I just wondered really what you thought was next.
I think it's more of the same. I think that all of these things are not going to fall away now. I think that everything is coming up. I think it's important that it does so. And like we were saying, people are looking for something bigger, and these things all provide it. You know, everyone loves a good ghost story as well, don't they? And your job sounds absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, she's a very interesting lady. You know, you devoted your life to this, haven't you?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I'm much like yourselves. When I see reflections of things that I've been obsessed with for years, take tarot cards, for example, when suddenly you're seeing it on front of the Sunday papers, you think, oh, my goodness, am I a hipster now? Are these things slowly being appreciated in little bursts?
It's really moved on, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I thought tarot was really growing. A friend of mine yesterday sent me this leaflet about a festival happening near her house, and they're doing tarot reading for dogs. I thought,
oh, wow.
I mean, you know, a dog can't tell you if you're giving them a bad reading, so that sounds quite good. But there's just no end to what people can can do next. But I think really this coming back to energy work and sound work, you know, the future of medicine is sound. And I think that we all know, you know, how we're speaking here. We're on the radio, we're in people's homes, yet we're not with them. We can all see each other over our computers, but we're not together. People believe in that. There's nothing weird about, well, my radio is tuning into this frequency and this is what I'm listening to. And yet when it comes to energy and sound vibrations, people can be a bit like, that sounds a bit weird. And it's not. It's something that actually, when you break it down, we're used to in our lives every day. So I think a big future thing, perhaps not in terms of trends, but in terms of medicine, is going to be energy and sound.
Yeah, people talk about energy and dating as well, and they don't think that's woo-woo at all. They just say the spark wasn't there, the energy wasn't right, and yeah, they don't see
chemistry.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And of course, Kate, I'm sure you follow all the research into the possibility of life after death as well. That's, you know, with near-death experiences and, you know, where science is going now with studies in the survival of consciousness. It is a glorious time to be alive. Is there anything else, Kate, you'd like to add or Roz before we start wrapping up, reluctantly wrapping up the show with Alexandra's last thoughts? Well, it sounds like last rites, doesn't it?
All the talking.
I'd be interested to know with the darker nights coming in, I, like many other people, really, really struggle in many different ways when, you know, it's getting dark at 3 o'clock and you've got to wear 16 jumpers just to go down to the supermarket. Yeah. Not that I'm not a big fan of knitwear, but, you know, we all have our limits. So I just wondered if either of you really had any recommendations of different spiritual practices or different interests, really, that we could really immerse ourselves in the colder months that might be more beneficial.
I think two things. One, candles, like making everything cozy. I love it when the nights draw in and you're sat there with your candles lit, and I think that automatically lends itself to a lovely inward looking practice. You know, we have winter because it's a season that we need a season where we're looking inwards, like just like nature does. We are nature, and I think that is really important and we should really embrace it.
Thank you. Oh, I'm gonna have to tie up the Roz, have you anything very quickly to add before we
I'll make it quick. I like to do a Reiki bath, give myself some Reiki in the bath and feel the vibrations and bathe in that energy.
Well, I'm going to suggest that you listen to UK Health Radio. There we go, that will raise your vibration immediately. Oh, Janice, Roz, Kate, thank you from my heart for being here and contributing to this wonderful conversation. And most of all, Alexandra, thank you. You've been such a light today. Thank you. Raising the vibration of myself and everyone listening. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure.
So before we close today's show, I want to leave you with a simple dream practice for tonight. We opened the show with that universal falling dream, the moment when everything feels out of control. But remember, you can rewrite that dream when you're wide awake. Take a moment now, recall the falling sensation and imagine yourself lifting, gliding, then soaring. Notice how your body shifts from fear to freedom, from tension to expansion. When you turn the fall into flight, you teach your consciousness that what once felt overwhelming can become empowering. This small act of reimagining creates real inner change, inviting more confidence, clarity, and opportunity into your waking life. That's manifesting, hey? Change the inner story and the outer world begins to follow. And to carry that light, liberating feeling into the rest of your day, I want to dedicate our closing song to Alexandra. For her spirit, her insight, and her dedication to bringing spirituality into the mainstream. Long may it continue. And of course, it's for you too, our listeners, to support Dream Call and a sense of gratitude as you drift into sleep. Tonight's upbeat track is Send Me On My Way by Rusted Root. Jaboot. Joyful, quirky, and full of forward motion energy. It makes no sense at all when you listen to it, and perfect sense at the same time, just like a dream. A perfect vibration rising experience as you step into tomorrow with an open heart and a dream ready mind. So let's take it away.